Hey, Jared, 'tis the season to be jolly.
Merry Chrysler.
Well, we're going to keep rolling with what we've been doing here. This is Damn Good Sports. For those of you who don't know what we're laughing at, we use a recording bot to record remotely here. And one of them, our backup, seems to be our Steady Eddie. And our go-to, he just joined in late. He's just sleeping. We had to wake him up.
It's an asshole named Craig, and I don't know what he fucking does all day, but he sits around and then never shows up when we're trying to record.
Yeah, but his evil twin, G-Arc, is always... He is always
there for us. So I don't know what that says, but...
Jared, this is a great time of the year for sports. Generally speaking, you've got the NFL, NBA, college basketball, college football,
and
NHL
baseball
starting up, and baseball offseason starting to ramp up. So this is like one of the greatest times in sports, other than that one day where it's baseball opening day, March Madness. You know, that's a pretty exciting time.
Big NBA trade just went down 30 minutes ago.
Saw that. Why don't you talk about it? You're the NBA analyst here.
Well, I don't know how big an NBA analyst I am, but I do know basketball, and I do know Russ Westbrook sucks. He has been traded to the Washington Wizards. Wow. For John Wall. Do the John Wall. John Wall
or Paul Wall?
John Wall. No, I think it's Paul Blart. And a first rounder. So not bad. Not a bad trade.
It's cracked a brewski, by the way.
So have I. I'm glad that we're on the same page tonight.
Out of the can isn't great, but I like the cans better than the bottles.
Yeah, I'm actually
nitro ball.
Drinking a little bit of a Cold Mountain Winter Ale. Like the book and the mountain.
There's a book called Cold Mountain Winter Ale?
No, just Cold Mountain. They probably drank some winter ales, and by that I mean they brewed something and drank it. Brewing. Yeah, a little Highland Brewing Cold Mountain Spiced Winter Ale.
Where's that from?
Spiced. Highland, Asheville, North Carolina. Highland Brewing.
That's really terrible.
It's not. It actually had a special beer release day, which I went to, and it was COVID-friendly, so holla.
I'm not a big fan of COVID-friendly. COVID-friendly means you're going to have to wear a mask and you can't kiss everybody. And that's I don't like to wear masks and I like to kiss everybody.
Yeah, you're more of a cough in someone's mouth type of guy.
No, I'm like a tongue down the throat kind of guy. Like that's how that's how we do it here in Indiana. Like, you know, some people shake hands, say, hey, how you doing? In Indiana, we just make out.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially if you're relatives. That's how you say goodnight.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was really fucking weird. When I saw your dad the other day.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. God. I knew my mistake. I knew you were going right there.
Yeah, well, I could have went with your mom, but I didn't. Went with your dad. That was that's different. I'm at least taking different routes.
That's true. I'm proud of you.
As we speak, we've got a lot going on. In the college basketball ranks, Michigan State beating Duke. That was the first, like, good game of the year where we had two top 25 teams that were pretty relevant to the grand scheme of things facing off. Kansas beat Kentucky, but just on Tuesday night, beaten by three. And as we're recording right now, we've got the West Virginia-Gonzaga game. Gonzaga looking very good. This year. I don't know. How big of a college basketball fan are you this year, Jared?
More of a college basketball fan than a college football fan.
Okay. Well, I will say that Gonzaga looked like the best team to in the country coming into this season, but West Virginia giving them all they can at Gonzaga. And then later tonight, we got Illinois at Baylor. So a lot of good games going on.
Also, you know what? And I'll just go on the side here. I think part of my like disdain for college football, besides it being a shittily run organization. I'm down in Clemson country and it's the number one sport down here. And oh my God, it's unbearable. Like the first year I moved down here, I was like, oh sweet. oh, Clemson's in the championship game. I'll root for them. Oh, great. They won. And now it's like, now the fans have had too much of a good thing. And now they're like, oh, well, we're going to win every year type of people. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I don't even know if they beat Notre Dame in the ACC championship.
Yeah, we'll see.
I bet you're a big Notre Dame fan.
Know what? I might root for Notre Dame. A little just where I'm from and a little off. Where I am now. Yeah.
Hey, MLB news. Angels acquired Jose Iglesias.
That's not a giant
trade. No. Jose Iglesias is the defensive version of Francisco Lindor. With offensive production of, like, if you or I played in the MLB.
True. And Francisco Lindor also is a better defender. So, I mean,
I don't know. I think Jose Iglesias.
Oh, he's good. Maybe not
anymore, but, like, in his early days in Detroit, I would say he was the best defensive shortstop in the league. Like,
he with Detroit or the Red Sox?
With Detroit. He was still very good with the Red Sox.
But so a lot of people in the MLB getting dropped today.
Yeah.
This was the drop day. And looks like the Yankees are keeping Gary, scary Gary.
Browns closed their facility, by the way. Had a Stafford test positive. So,
Lions?
No, the Browns. Did the Lions also?
I thought you said Stafford.
No, Staffer.
Oh, okay. there was a miscommunication.
Yeah. Zach Ertz comes off the IR.
Oh, good. Who cares? Oh, well, I was getting in some fights about Carson Wentz. Do you want to go over Carson Wentz?
No, because he's so bad. I don't want Carson Wentz in this show. I am so far off the Carson Wentz train, it's not even fucking funny.
Do you think it'd be a good trade if the Colts got like gave up like a third rounder for Carson Wentz?
No. What do you want? Another Andrew Luck who gets hurt all the time without the skill?
I'd like just somebody better than Rivers. I think you can turn Wentz around.
I hate this committee that they're doing where they're like third and short, we're going to run out the brisket.
The brisket?
The beef brisket. It's dumb. I don't get it at all. They need to just start Brissett. Like, Rivers isn't the future of Indianapolis, so
why? I don't think Brissett is either.
Brissett?
Although I don't disagree with you that Brissett might be better.
I mean, he offers more than Philip Rivers. He has equal passing ability as Philip Rivers. Medium to equal game more management skills, and he's way more mobile.
An infinity times more mobile.
Yeah. Philip Rivers and his golly gee attitude it's done. The experiment is over. The Colts tried this no QB thing.
He does have a golly gee attitude, but then he'll also talk shit all day.
No, he doesn't.
Kind of funny.
He doesn't cuss.
Who cares? You don't have to cuss to talk shit.
You do if you want to do it effectively. You ever just been like, hey, dweeb. You're not very attractive. That's fucking stupid.
Hey, your mom's inbred.
Well, that's fucking mean.
I had sexual intercourse with your mom last night, and you know she's having a kid.
You think that's what Philip Rivers is saying on the sidelines?
He's like, I'll fuck your wife. I'll fuck your wife. I'll fuck your wife. And I'll have children all day.
I don't think he's saying that at all.
I will have sexual intercourse with your wife. I will have sexual intercourse with your wife. I will have, especially you, middle linebacker. I'm looking right at you.
No, he is too nice of a guy.
Already, and I have not even attempted anything.
Well, then that means that he didn't impregnate her.
Not true.
That's only ever happened one time, and that was Jesus Christ.
I was just going to say Immaculate Conception.
Yeah. So
Inception? Conception? Inception?
Inception is a dream with inside a dream inside a dream.
It's true.
So, moving forward here, let's look at some other big college basketball games. Let's just rattle off our college basketball primer here. Saturday, Gonzaga. Okay, that's a big one. 1-2. Kind of the only top 25 matchup. Ugh, excuse me, hiccups. Top 25 matchup on Saturday. Sunday, yeah, but Villanova, there's a good Texas.
There's a good one tonight by the time you listen to this. Baylor, Illinois. Well,
I already said Baylor. That.
Five I know, but two. Yeah. Illinois, sneaky good. Is Lovie Smith still their coach?
Basketball?
I'm just kidding.
I don't think so. Remember when Illinois was like dominant in the Big Ten? When we were like
that was
10 years old.
Bruce Weber, I think.
Yeah. They were very good for like 3 years. That was about they it. Had but
a couple of good
so
people.
Saturday's game's a big one. Hey, your Richmond Spiders.
The Spiders. 19th. Nice.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. Who is your, is it too early to tell, but who's your pick to win it all this year?
Well, I haven't dove deep enough into like who's good, who's not good. I'll say Gonzaga.
Just say number one right now. It almost I haven't really like it watched never too much. Ends up being that.
I watched a Purdue game. I watched somebody else play. I'm a Purdue fan for all you out there.
Yeah. Michigan State beating Duke at Duke makes them in the talk.
Sure, Michigan State's always good.
Yeah, but also Tom Izzo's bad.
You think Tom is? God, you're the only one that hates your good coaches. Mike Tomlin with a gritty win today.
Mike Tomlin is a terrible coach. I am. You have to admit, though, like out of all the people you know, I have to be the most critical of all the teams.
Oh, for sure. You would get rid of all of your good coaches in a heartbeat.
No, Tom Izzo's garbage. His offenses cannot beat a zone defense whatsoever.
What are your theories on Tito?
Tito? I think he's a little fucking bitch. He's sick all the goddamn time. Like, dude, take some fucking Beano and start managing a game once in a while.
He's got heart problems, and I know everything that's happening to him every time they say something.
It's indigestion, they keep saying. He's got gastrointestinal issues, not heart problems. He does have heart problems.
He
but
does
he didn't,
have heart problems.
He didn't skip the season this year because of the heart problems. He skipped because of gastrointestinal issues. Dude needs to lay off a gas station burrito on the fucking road trip.
Drink some Pepto.
Yeah, seriously. God, this
Pepto
Gonzaga
is the pink elixir of life.
I have this Gonzaga game on in front of me here, and it looks like a girls' high school basketball game where somebody's on the floor every
possession.
You want
to filibuster for a second? I'm going to go turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, so Michigan State certainly in the discussion here. I thought Duke would be too, and that was a really good game. I watched pretty much all of it, but IU absolutely getting shit on by Texas and Maui. That was embarrassing. And Wisconsin looking like a really nice pick here as well. I mean, Big Ten coming out strong with some teams, and that's just nice to see. We've got, Iowa sitting at 3, Wisconsin 4, Illinois 5, Michigan State 8. And that's a pretty healthy roster of Big Ten teams. And then Ohio State and Rutgers 23-24. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the Big Ten teams in the top 25. And 3 of them, or sorry, 4 of them being in the top 10.
Yeah, and so, we're Big Ten countries, so we'll talk a lot of Big Ten.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's really going to come down to, I think it's going to be a Baylor, Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Gonzaga Final Four this year. And that is in that order.
Yeah, and I just looked at Purdue's at the bottom. Pretty shitty.
Tanya yeah, Purdue. They haven't played.
They've played one decent team. And
yeah, but they haven't played a Big Ten game yet. Nobody has.
Right, but I mean, it's going to start soon. I think that season is truncated, isn't it?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Do they usually start this late?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, nice move by the West Virginia forward. I'm just going to
let's not play by it. Let's not play by play this. So let's move into college football here for the last time today. And the first time today.
Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. LeBron signs 2-year extension. Wow.
The guy's still alive?
I mean, he's out here winning chips. Got a chip on his shoulder still, trying to catch The great ones.
Not Wayne chips. Ah, man. NFL's getting ripped for the Ravens-Steelers game playing tonight. Like, what were they going to do besides add another week to the end of the season?
So here's what I wanted to happen. So since the Ravens were supposed to play on Thursday night next week, which is tomorrow or today, if you're listening to it, I wanted the back-to-back gamer, Wednesday night and Thursday night game.
Yeah, fuck you, Baltimore. You're terrible.
Or better yet, postpone the game on Wednesday to Thursday and then have a true doubleheader for the Ravens. But yeah, one counts week 12 and one counts week 13.
Big NFL fans and NFL people will always say the NFL is the hardest because it's so physical, but you only play once a week. And I get it. It is so physical that you need that recovery time. But there is no sport more grindy than the MLB. There absolutely isn't. Whether you think it's physical or not, but there's guys that are playing literally 162 games in a season. And, I mean, fuck, look at Cal Jr. I mean, how many seasons he played consecutively without missing a game. And it's just absolutely ridiculous to think that the MLB or that the NFL is tougher because it's more physical, but you only play once a week. You get time to recover from your physicality. The MLB does not get time to recover. They play six games a week with one off day, generally speaking. And there are a handful of weeks out there that you are playing 7 days a week. So fuck that. The MLB is the most demanding sport. It was a nice pass by West Virginia. I'm probably behind you, by the way.
Are you? But, I mean, I'm watching a PS5 commercial, so probably.
65-62 right now. Gonzaga got the and one. So let's talk NCAA football, and then we'll get into NFL recap.
Them picks.
Yeah, NCAA football, we've got IU-Wisconsin. That's a big game this week. Let's just overview some top 25s here real quick. That's really the only big matchup. I mean, North Carolina and Miami were supposed to play. They got postponed.
You know, I wouldn't overlook the A&M Auburn game. Auburn definitely is a strong enough contender to I mean, they're 5-3, they're not as good as they usually are, but A&M definitely could lose this game.
And yeah, Texas A&M is one of those top five teams that you're like, eh, kind of posing as a top five team in my right opinion.
Yes.
So how not do you a feel lot going on.
OSU, Michigan State. How do you feel about that one?
I never have felt better about a Michigan State, Ohio State matchup.
So you know feel why? Good about getting 23.5, huh?
Yeah. Here's why. Michigan State only plays good against good teams. They've been getting shit on by terrible teams. And guess what? The season's over. We already know that we suck. So here is why Michigan State wins this game. Because they don't care. That's it. Same reason why they beat Northwestern last week. Same reason why they beat Michigan. All right? I know Michigan's not good, but, I mean, our only two wins are against top 10 teams. So that's pretty legit. And Ohio State is another top 10 team. So by that logic, we get another dub.
Well, also, did you mention?
I want Ohio State to win, and here's why. Michigan plays Ohio State next week. They've started the process of pussing out of this game by saying, "Well, we have possible COVID, we have presumptive positive COVID tests." So, what happens if Ohio State gets another cancellation, Jared? Do you know?
No. What happens?
They don't get to play in the Big Ten championship game because they won't have played six games.
Wow.
So, what's Jim Harbaugh going to do on his last-ditch effort against Ohio State? He's going to fuck them over, and he's going to cancel the fucking game because all of a sudden, yeah, everybody's got COVID. Sorry, we got to go home. And Ohio State gets canceled. They miss the Big Ten championship game and possibly the opportunity to play for a natty.
So you put IU in there?
So IU plays the Big Ten championship game, but they will not. IU doesn't have a shot. Even if they win the Big Ten, they won't get a
Yeah, their QB is out for the year, I think.
That I don't know.
That he is. He tore his ACL.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That's a big bummer. Well, you'll have that.
It happens to the best of them, and IU.
Tom Allen is a good coach. He has really turned this team around.
Heard his rah-rah speech the other day. I was like, well, hell.
Decent dude. Probably will lose to Purdue. That just seems to be what IU football does. But they've got a big game against Wisconsin, and I'm here to bring you the hot picks.
Oh. All right.
And they're all three Big Ten games, and they're all three Big Ten upsets, boys. Maryland, plus 150 against the dog shit Michigan football team. Not to be confused with the Washington football team, the Michigan football team. Wolverine lives matter. And Michigan coming off a loss to a winless, a then winless Penn State team, who has been largely the worst team in the Big Ten. And Michigan lost to them. There is not a team that Michigan can beat. Although they do have two wins, there's not a team they can beat now. And Maryland at plus 150 is a great moneyline pick. My next pick is IU at Wisconsin. IU at plus 480. There's a lot of value there. Despite missing QB, I am taking IU plus 480. I think they're very good, and I don't think Wisconsin's as good as Vegas is making them out to be. My third and final one. You already know this is coming. Michigan State hosting Ohio State. Michigan State plus 1050. That's a lot of value there, Jared. You have to admit it.
It's a decent amount of value.
And Ohio State showed that they can struggle against IU, against Rutgers. I mean, they beat both teams, but they struggled with them. It's at Michigan State. Michigan State just playing for fucking nothing right now. And why not just fuck it all up by beating Ohio State? Plus 1050. That's my picks. You ready for the NFL now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been ready, and let's just say Gonzaga's up too as well.
Ooh, I got 67-67. Where you at?
Oh, 71-79.
Oh, you're way ahead of me. Jesus I guess, Christ.
No, 71-69. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
71-69.
Okay. I was like, holy shit, you are a mile ahead of me. So you're just two possessions ahead of me then. Because it's 69-67 now. But moving into, we can recap a little bit on the NFL here. We had no good games on Thanksgiving. Houston shit all over Detroit, which led to the firing of Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. And,
old pencil here.
And Twitter, quick to use to coin the term, put Quintricia fired. I like that. So... fun. That was an early Christmas gift, I guess, to Lions fans. I didn't know Lions fans were hating this right now. I mean,
I can't wait for them to hire the next shitty coach.
Right, like 4-7. I mean, I was talking about it at Thanksgiving. I said, my grandpa said, when they gonna fire this coach? And I said, they ain't never firing. They're 4-7. That's fucking good.
The Browns are about to win the Super Bowl. They're 8-3.
Like, this is the... this is okay.
Uh-oh. We lost
Craig. We got G-Arc still. Evil twin.
G-Arc never leaves us. Never leaves our side.
No. So, I don't know. I didn't know that Patricia was that. I didn't know his seat was that hot. Did you?
I think it was very clear that he was shitty. So, I think they just got rid of him.
I know that it was clear.
Is he on his second or third year?
Third year. I also saw a stat that
I had seen enough.
He's falling right in line with previous Belichick assistants in that they're like that his win percentage is right in line with all of the other ones. They're all really bad. So Belichick is very clearly the reason why the Patriots are good. It's not that he hires good people. It is that he was very good with Tom Brady. In I mean, besides the fact that Cam is absolutely garbage, they're still a good team. Like, their defense is good. They beat Baltimore. Hang on a second. I lost my headphones, so you're going to have to talk for a second.
Oh, all right. Well, now that I'm filibustering, I want to talk about something that is, I think, hilarious, is they found Matt Patricia's burner account. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah. There's a Twitter account defending Matt Patricia, and it says, Coach Patricia did what he could with the roster Quinn gave him. Bob Quinn was the problem. And its name is Eddie P, and Matt Patricia's middle name is Edward. And all it does is follow Lions and Patriots fans, or players, and Barstool Sports, the only people that it follows.
So it's pretty clear.
And the Twitter handle is Eddie P Lions Fan, at Eddie P Lions Fan.
Is that still a live account?
I don't know. We should.
Did he burn his burner? Yeah, we probably should. So that was Thanksgiving. The Washington football teams, also known as the Skins.
Also, fuck you, Patricia. The Lions have a good roster. If anything, Bob Quinn should be the one that's staying. And also, Bob Quinn should be fired because he keeps hiring shitty fucking coaches like you. But Patricia, Jesus Christ.
It's like it's a catch-22. Like, Bob Quinn shouldn't be fired because he got a good team, but then Patricia shouldn't be fired because he shouldn't have been hired. So, like, you know, it's all over the place there, but
it's the classic chicken and the egg with the whole GM and coach. Who was shitty first? And honestly, they're both shitty. And so, honestly, there might be a curse on the Lions and neither of them.
That's why Martha Ford. Is it Martha Ford? I think it is.
Yeah.
That they just were like, hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys. You're fired. But here's how I envision this going down. And I'd like it to be this way in my head forever, because this would be like, if it was the Ford wife that did this, the little old lady, this would be the most cancerous thing and toxic thing you could have possibly done, is to say, okay, Bob Quinn, you need to go fire Matt Patricia and then call me when you're done. He goes, fires Patricia, and then calls her back and is like, all right, now you're fired. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks for doing my dirty work, bitch.
Gotcha.
That's what I'd really like to think happened. I know that it's probably not what happened, but also Michigan football game got canceled.
Totally. So
my one pick is gone now. So, yeah. The Washington football team and Dallas game. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying the Skins in reference to their, what we think should be their name, is the Washington Potato Skins.
Yeah.
Or, hear me out here, Jared. What if they went with the Washington Redskins and their mascot was a redskin potato?
Oh,
right,
wow, that would be
like, is that a bigger fuck you?
Yes, 100%. I'm imagining the backlash that would happen with that.
Like,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. It would be so funny, because it's not all, like, you're very clearly not going to be a redskin potato, but you're doing it to infuriate the communities of the Native Americans that are frustrated with this. So I just think it'd be a funny fuck you, but it's also inappropriate. So it's not really that funny.
For sure. But
it would be a very Washington thing to do. I just think that would have been, they missed the timing on it. Like, you would have had to do it immediately. Should have said, yeah, we're retiring the name of the Washington Redskins and it's called Washington Redskins. And just unveil a redskin potato logo.
Yeah, with the space in red skins.
No, I don't think there is a space in red skin potato.
All right. Red underscore skins. Underscore red skins.
They should just be called the at Washington.
The Washington Washingtons. Hear me out.
That's a great name.
I know. That's such a good name. Please be the Washington Washingtons.
I think Red Wolves is still like the top of the betting odds.
Get the fuck out of here. Washington like Washingtons.
But anyways, Dallas getting beat 41-16 at home against the Washington football team is a great fucking storyline. I loved it. So remember when we thought that the Raiders were okay?
Turns out they're mediocre. They can win or lose to literally anybody. And the Falcons, after firing their coach, are 4-2.
Nice. A lot of these issues stem from the coach. But how about them Colts, man?
Oh, they're 7-4.
Shat on. And speaking of the Colts, let's talk about a bet that you and I made off air here.
Oh, let's go.
I took the... by the way, it's like there's no push here. So let's call it 13.5.
All right. Okay.
We're not going to have a push.
Oh, now we're changing. Then I'm going to. Jeez.
You accept the 13 and a half.
Guys. Wow. Yeah, I do.
Okay. So we have a $50 bet on the Steelers minus 14. I took the Steelers minus 14 against the Colts in 2 weeks. I believe. Nope. It is week 15. So it's nope. It's week 16. So we're quite a ways away.
Yeah.
We've got 3 weeks until the lead up. So yeah, I mean, do you think would you have taken the Steelers or would you have taken the Colts on the money line? Like I almost went straight up with you money line bet on that.
And instead you gave me 13.5 points.
Yeah, which I'm fine with. I referenced that bet with a few other people, and they said, give me Steelers with 21.
Oh, my God. Give me their names.
Here's the thing. I think this game ends 14-0.
It might. I mean, hell, it might.
That's where I think it – like, tell me right now you think that the Colts score more than a touchdown on the Steelers.
I mean, they might score 14-20. They could.
I don't think so.
They aren't getting over 20, probably.
The Steelers aren't?
No, the Colts aren't.
The Colts will never get 20 points against the Steelers.
I mean, they might get it on. And let me just say this, and this has nothing to do with what we're talking about now, but it does have to do with the Steelers. I have watched limited Steelers plays this year, and I have seen 3 picks in the end zone from Big Ben.
Oh, yeah, he's bad in the red zone. They don't run.
And I have not. I have watched very select plays from the Steelers, and I've seen 3 red zone. No, not even red zone in the end zone interceptions. Yeah.
He will go like if it's not in the red zone, he'll be on. He'll be at midfield to end a half, and just throw it into the end zone for a pick. It's just give them quite a stat. Yeah, he'll have 2 guys wide open, but it doesn't matter because he's going for the touchdown. Which I get that. I mean, like, why not go for the end zone to end the half and throw a pick? It's okay. But I've also seen him have to make 2 tackles this year doing that. So it's not okay sometimes. Also, but you Big like to Ben see that out of
so
Big Ben.
Fucking big. He is so big.
You know, and people think he's big, but he's not fat. Like, he's in decent shape. He's just, he's a thick boy. B-O-I.
He used to be a little more.
He's not fat,
thick.
Man.
He is thick, but he's gotten fatter in his late 30s.
I don't think so. I think what you see out of every quarterback is a flak jacket that makes them look fatter. And when you're a thick boy, thicccboi is how you spell thick boy with Big Ben. When you have a thick boy and you put on a flak jacket, you look fat. It's like a hockey goalie. Everyone thinks the hockey goalie's this fat dude. He's just wearing 6,000 fucking pounds of gear. All right. Big Ben he's probably got walking boots on under his cleats. Mm-hmm. Okay. So give him a fucking break. You don't have cankles. He's got walking boots on. Any other games of note here from this last week? I mean, the Packers shitting all over the Bears. This is leading into my narrative that I think the Bears defense is not that good.
I actually, you know what? I'll agree, but not because they're bad talent.
No, I think they're talented.
I think they're so fucking over how bad their offense is that they almost give up trying at the end of the year.
That's been my point. I think that they're bad because of how bad their offense is. They have nothing to give a shit about. Like, they have no reason to have a big stop because they're down by 20. So who cares if we let up a little bit here? So Chiefs barely beating the Bucks. You still got the Chiefs as the number one team, huh?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Call on me for my power rankings. See what happens.
Niners beat the Rams. How about it?
Yeah, and I think the Niners get a little healthier, and now it's sneaky. The Buffalo Bills versus the San Francisco 49ers will be an interesting Monday night game, and I'm scared to put money on it because I just don't know how to bet the 49ers right now.
Right. Well, here is a question for you, fantasy football-wise. Where are you at in your season, like your main league? Have you clinched yet?
I'm about to backdoor slide. Let's see, updated. I'm about to move to 7-5, which should get me as the 5 seed into the playoffs.
I clinched last week. No, 2 weeks ago. Sorry. Clinched 2 weeks ago. So last week I gave a shit too much and it frustrated me. And then I realized, oh, I'm already in the playoffs. Like, why do I even fucking care?
Oh, I just slid up to the 4 spot.
So I am, I think I'm third or fourth in my main league. Not really my main league, just the only league that I really give a shit about because it has the most competitive people in it, which is 4. But I need a league with more competitive people in it because it drives me nuts.
I would not say I've clinched. I would actually say I have
not. On Sleeper, it tells you if you have. There's an asterisk.
I have not, but I have very high probability. So I'm at 7-5 in the 4 seed, and then the 5-9 slots are all 6-6. So they're all one game back of me. And I have the second most point total out of all of those.
I just got on and looked at my fantasy football scores for this week for the first time in week 12. I set my lineup on Tuesday, and that was it. I have begun the fantasy football slide. All I care about right now is betting, and I just don't care about fantasy football until the playoffs. I'm so banged up, I just need people to get healthy.
I probably need to put up about 50 points this week to get in the playoffs. I think it's probably about right.
Well, I got Julio Jones, DJ Shark, Jimmy G, and Christian McCaffrey all injured. Kareem Hunt is forever questionable, but always plays. So I'm just so banged up, it drives me nuts. I scored 103 points in a 2 QB league this week. I can't do it anymore. Goff is garbage. I would love to trade Goff, but like somebody offered me something good for Goff, and I can't remember who it was, but it's past our trade deadline. So what's your thoughts on trade deadline?
I think you should probably have one.
I don't
think when you're in Dynasty, I think there's an argument that you don't have to have one. But if you are in a redraft, then you have to have one. Or else people will just unload their people.
Well, I had been offered Cooper Kupp or Kenyon Drake for Jared Goff, and I would have taken either one.
Yeah, for sure. I think I would have too.
I mean, Goff's been so unreliable. But let's move on to our picks this week. There is no Thursday nighter. What a shitty life we live. I think they should have forced the Ravens to play Thursday night. I agree with you 100%. It's your fucking fault that you got canceled and postponed. You should have to play your next game as scheduled. If you're able to play tonight, if the league can make concessions for you, you got to make concessions for the league, and I think they should have had to play Thursday night. I'm agreeing with you 100%. The Ravens don't deserve anything right now. They're so bad right now, it's not even funny. They are officially two games behind the Browns in the AFC North. Man. They are in bad shape. They are only six games above the Jets, by the way. All right. Jags Vikings. Jags plus 10, over under 52.5. Vikings minus 500 on the money line, Jags plus 370. I like the Jags here on the spread.
Me too.
I mean, Minnesota is not impressive whatsoever.
How's Jacksonville's rush defense?
Do they play defense in Jacksonville?
This is the only thing I look at with Minnesota.
Dalvin Cook just shredding them to pieces.
Yes. And he's done it to a couple people.
But run game like that makes it a low-scoring game. And I think that's how it's going to be. I'm taking the under here. But I'm not fully confident in the under because I'm worried about Jacksonville's pass defense too. Like they're pretty bad all around. So, but I don't think that Minnesota's good enough to just shit all over them. Like, I'm very confident that Minnesota wins, but I like the Jags at 2 units plus 10. So yeah,
I like the Jew. I have the exact same thing.
Jew?
Yeah, I meant to say Jack.
Why did you mean to say Jack?
Because that's the initials, not Jew. Who should I flip to?
All right, so Jags plus 10. You going under or over 52.5?
I think I'm going to go under.
Yeah, I am as well, going against the grain here on the experts. And I'm taking Minnesota for the free money line points. Guys, if you want to see our picks, by the way, download the Betting Pros app, go to NFL, hit picks, and then you can see, it ranks everybody. And Jared, you have overtaken me against the spread.
Have I?
So wow. We are at the bottom right now.
You had a really bad week. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was last week.
Last week I had a bad week. I dropped down to ninth in the over-under, but we're still two top tens here. So, anyways, moving forward here. Raiders, Jets. Raiders minus 8. Like, Las Vegas just hates Las Vegas so much. I understand that the Raiders just got shit on by the Falcons. That is not lost on me. But they're playing the Jets, and they will win by more than 8 points. This will be a 2-touchdown game. Raiders minus 8, 100%.
I agree. Raiders minus 8, for sure. Do you know what? Good things happen when you bet against the Jets, and 8 is very low for them.
Yeah. Is this their best? Like, this is probably the Jets' best odds. Nope. They were plus 7.5 last week against Miami, who shit all over them. But they've been 9.5 pretty regularly, other than that time that they were projected to win against Denver. So that was stupid.
Which was wild. Yeah. Wild.
So, under 46.5, I'm there. Neither team's really good offensively, but the Raiders are going to – I wouldn't be surprised if they shut the Jets out. And Raiders on the money line, obviously. What are you taking on the over-under?
I'm tempted to take the over, but I think this all just comes down to how bad the fucking Jets are. So I do take the under of 46.5. And I don't know if you've realized recently, I feel like a lot of unders have been hitting A lot of overs earlier in the year and a lot of unders recently. We didn't really even talk about the shitstorm that last week was on betting pros.
Why?
Because so many people had bad weeks.
Including
like
you.
The entire industry was terrible last week.
That happens. We're all very like-minded. So when things go a little haywire, you'll have that.
Sure.
Penn State went in on a buzzer beater today, by the way. Browns, Titans. Titans minus -6 at home. Both teams 8-3. I think there's a little recency bias here after the Titans just blasted the Colts. I mean, that's really not an impressive win. The Colts are terrible. So
you're so fucking, you're unbearable. The Colts beat the Titans 2 weeks before. The Colts had all of their middle linebackers and their D tackle out with COVID. Of course, Derrick Henry was just going to fucking skull fuck them, for a bit, lack of a better term. Just like, well, ram it down their throats. You done, son. Just like, I knew it was going to happen. I bet the Titans +3. Made some money.
You know what I did? I bet this dumbass $50 that the Steelers win by 2 touchdowns. Moving on here to the Browns Titans analysis. The Browns have a pretty good rush defense, so I think they're going to shut Derrick Henry down fairly well. The only thing is here, the pass game's pretty much out of the question. Both teams are horrible at getting the ball downfield in the air. So this is going to be a ground-and-pound game, and I think this comes down to the Titans winning this game, but I think it's really close. Like, I think this is a very slim margin of victory, and I'm going Browns +6. I'm taking the under because of the run game. It's going to speed the game up. Not a lot of time for 54 points, but Tennessee minus -275 is a lock.
Titans probably the better team, but I like the Browns getting +6 here. I don't think Tennessee is 6 points better than the Browns per game. Browns have the best rushing attack in the league. I don't think that's hardly up for dispute. They have 2 top 10 running backs.
Right.
And the Titans defense overall isn't that good. I think the Browns definitely have a avenue. I actually think this is kind of a bad matchup for the Titans.
Yeah, and I think it's because the fact that Cleveland plays in a really tough pass defense schedule. So I think that's why their passing game is so bad. But when they play a bad pass defense, that opens the door up for Mayfield a little bit more. So I wouldn't take Browns +3. But I would definitely taking a +6. I think that the Titans would win by field goal.
The Browns have a good D line, and they're actually pretty good at rush defense. Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon, I think, plays for them. Yeah, they have a good line and some decent linebackers. They have 1 good corner, and I think they're pretty shitty at the other corners. So their pass defense gets pretty.
I think they're definitely going to make this. They're going to make Tannehill throw the ball, and that's not a good recipe for Tennessee. But I do think Tennessee, because they're the better team, wins this. It's going to be narrow. Lions, Bears. The Bears are showing how bad they are. They started off 5-0, right? Or 5-1.
5-1.
Started off 5-1. They're 5-6.
For the those Lions, counting, that's 5 straight losses.
Yeah. I had clocked them in at 7 straight 5 losses ago, and this is where it gets dicey. All right. I had bet a Lions or a Bears fan that they would lose 7 straight after being 5-1. It's getting close.
And it was a good game in week 1 for this matchup too. DeAndre Swift
literally catches
just
that ball,
dropping a ball to lose to Chicago.
Yeah, the Bears would be 4-7 and the Lions 5-6 if DeAndre Swift catches
and
a
Patricia
fucking
Patricia probably still has a job. Thanks a lot, fucking Swift.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift tanking for Patricia to get fired.
Better coach.
Good Anyways, work. The Lions' new interim head coach says they want to play faster. That's going to be their big key. And with the Lions playing faster, the Bears' defense is out there way too much. And if you keep running them down the field, it's going to wear them out even faster. And I think the Lions win this game, taking them +3 and +140. But neither offense is great, so I'm taking the under at 44.5. What's your take here?
I got Detroit. They're a better team, +3. Better quarterback, better running backs, better wide receivers. All the way around, Detroit has a better offense significantly. I think Detroit wins this. They should have won week one. I think they're going to win this one.
Mind you, it is at Chicago this time. Not right in Chicago. Okay, taking the under?
Yeah.
You always got to take the under against the Bears for the most part, even though
Coach got fired. Chicago can't move the ball. This game is more likely to be an under than it is for Detroit to cover +3.
Yeah.
So I got full confidence on under 44.5.
Saints Falcons, another recency bias plus injury from the odds makers here.
Yeah,
Saints only -2.5, and that's it's so difficult because Taysom Hill is kind of garbage at quarterback. He's pretty good tight end, but he's garbage at quarterback. And the Falcons coming off a big win. I don't know, man. This is tough, but I got to go Saints. I mean, 9-2, best team in the NFC right now. I can't take the Falcons here. There's nothing.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, if you're taking the Falcons +2.5, you might as well take them to win.
Yeah, this is actually kind of pisses me off a little bit because if Atlanta got more points here, I think I would take them. It makes the line or the spread tough. It makes the spread really tough.
Yeah.
I really want to pick Atlanta like +5. But that's not how they're shaking out. Vegas likes Atlanta this week. They probably hate Taysom Hill more than they like Atlanta. So, yeah, I honestly think I'd stay away from this one. But New Orleans is the better team, and if you're just going to like only have to pay up 2.5 points for them, then that's not bad either. So I'm with you. I think if I put my feet to the fire, I'd take Saints -2.5.
Okay. Well, I would just like to point out that Taysom Hill went 18 for 23, 233 yards, no touchdowns in the air, and no interceptions against Atlanta 2 weeks ago in a 24-9 victory. I expect this to be very similar. I'm taking the under. I know that before we took the over because usually these games get high scoring, but the Taysom Hill effect makes it not high scoring at all. So I can't get myself around the over despite the fact that 75% of experts are saying that. That's terrible. Okay. Both have good rush defenses and the Saints have a good pass defense. There's nothing in this that says there's going to be more than 45.5 points scored.
Yeah.
With Drew Brees hurt. Bengals Dolphins. The Dolphins 11.5 point home favorite. And, Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
So many points for shitty Dolphins team.
I know, but the defense is pretty good.
The defense is the only reason they're in.
Cincinnati is terrible.
I don't know if Miami has the firepower to cover up 12 points.
I don't think they do. And honestly, their rush defense isn't great. So I think you may see a lot of Joe Mixon here. And I think that makes this an under in the Bengals cover 11.5 because that's too many points to give the Dolphins. And when in doubt, two bad teams, going to be a tight game.
I don't think the Dolphins are a bad team, just to throw that out there. But since he's got a bad defense and a bad offense, who did Cincy play last week? The Giants. They were very lucky to stay within 10 of the Giants. The only reason they did.
But the Giants have a good defense.
It's true. And so does the Dolphins. Wow, I hate this one. I really do hate this one.
I don't know. I mean, the Giants' defense is much better than the Dolphins' defense, statistically speaking. So I think if Cincy can hang with New York, despite the fact that they're rolling out some trash QB that nobody knows, I'm still good with the 11.5, but
you know what? I'm going Miami minus 11.5.
Jesus, that's terrible.
I think their defense is too stifling, and I think they're gonna. I honestly think this game might be like 24-6, which means I'll take the under of 42.
Yeah, experts are picking the over, and I don't know why. I mean, 42 is low.
Yeah, but if you're looking at these two teams. I don't expect much help from Cincinnati in this game at all. And I don't expect Miami to get to 35 either.
Right. I'm taking Miami to win, so 100%. Colts-Texans. Texans only a 3.5 dog at home against the Colts. And I tell you, I love it. I think Texans win this game.
You just are a fucking Colts hater.
Listen, you want to bet on the Colts?
No, yeah, but I'm not betting with you. I already got a bet coming up.
I'm saying, do you want to bet on the Colts in general?
Oh, yeah. I'm going Colts minus 3.5. Of course, this is the kiss of death for me. But the Texans are just beat up. I mean, fucking
just shit Watson
just lost Will Fuller. Will Fuller shit on Detroit. Like, Will Fuller just had a PED suspension, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, and it's so funny that they test him after a big game.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, you had a big game? Let's test it. Oh, my God, you were doing steroids? Holy shit, were you making you run faster? Anyway.
He's also one of the fastest guys in the NFL.
Seriously. Seriously. And the Colts, like, I expect them to win this game. Probably not handily because it's always a tough game when it comes to Indy and Houston. But I think they'll cover 3.5.
So you're not going to get all pissy with me when I victory lap this and the Texans win.
I'm sure, like, I will.
When I text you and say, hey, how about them Texans, baby? What are you going to say?
I'm going to be like, who do the Steelers play this week?
The Steelers play the Washington Redskins potatoes. you gotta add the potatoes at the end. Redskin potatoes. There.
Yeah, they might lose. Antonio Gibson.
I disagree. I don't know how 87% of experts have picked Pittsburgh when there's no fucking line, by the way.
Alex the Goat Smith probably picked it before they moved it.
Are you taking the under or the over in the Colts game?
The under.
Yeah, 100%. The offense from Houston is not good enough to really put up a whole lot. And the offense in Indianapolis is not good enough to beat the 6A state champions in high school football. So there's that. Rams, Cardinals. Rams minus 3 is so bad after they can't even beat the most injured team in the NFL. I have zero faith in betting on the Rams the rest of the season. I have all the faith in the world in Arizona here at home, plus 3, and on the money line. And I'm taking the under because the Rams do still have a good defense. So that's where I'm at.
I think this depends on the health of Kyler Murray. And if Kyler Murray is limited, then it's Rams minus 3, and it's under all the way either way, I think. I honestly think this
is a fucking backup
for, what'd you say?
Arizona. Who's the backup?
Is it a Mike Lennon? Is it Josh Rosen?
Kyler Murray practiced today.
Limited. He's gonna hurt shoulder though.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing for Kyler Murray. He'll run. Number one QB in football right now.
He hasn't been running because he doesn't want to get hit.
Brett Hundley.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. Based on Kyler Murray playing, which it seems to be trending that way, I'm going plus 3.
I think he'll play, but I think he'll be limited.
Yeah, if he plays, he'll he'll carry this team. I'm fine with that.
I'm switching all of this, actually.
The Cardinals plus three?
I had it as Cardinals plus three. I'm changing it to Rams.
I can't bet on the Rams anymore. Jared Goff is so bad.
They are tough to bet on. The Rams are really tough to bet on. Honestly, probably won't bet this game in general. But I will take the under of 48.5.
Okay.
So I will bet this game in general, but I won't bet the spread.
All right. Giants, Seahawks. Giants plus 10. And here's why I like the Giants. The Seahawks have been probably the worst 8-3 team.
Before you like the Giants, tell me who their quarterback is.
Well, that's a good point. Is Dimes going to play?
No, he's not. It's Colt McCoy.
Are you sure that Danny Dimes isn't?
Dimes has a pulled hamstring. He was week to week.
Okay. So, Colt McCoy, huh? Is that even a guy?
Colt McCoy?
Is that a real guy? That's a real name? That's surprising. All right, well, Colt McCoy is absolutely going to keep this game close. Because, no, I mean, seriously, the Seattle defense is so bad. It's ridiculous. I mean, against the pass, they're the worst team in the league. Now, rush defense, they're good. But that means nothing because the Giants have no running game. I'm absolutely all in Giants plus 10, but I am fully locked in on the Seahawks winning this game and this game going under at 46.5. Where are you at on this game?
It's an under hardcore if McCoy starts. And I would be willing to go Seattle minus 10 as well.
I may throw $20 on the Giants to win this game.
I'd do it.
What's that give me? $76, not bad. I'll take it. Eagles, the Feagles at the Packers.
The Feebles.
They are feeble. The Packers, a very clear 8.5-point favorite, and I'm loving that because they just shit all over a Bears defense that is talented but tired, and the Eagles defense is neither of those things. Although they're good against the pass, it doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT, and he will win this game by 2 touchdowns. And I'm going to take the over, by the way, because the Packers seem to be a team that scores 40 points and gives up 20 points. That's just how they are.
I actually like the over in this one as well. I'm with you on that. I think Green Bay will win this, obviously.
Green Bay actually scores like mid, like 30s and gives up 20.
Yeah. This is fair. So about 50 where it's at. Philadelphia will sneak in a couple backdoor touchdowns at the end of the
game. Yeah, I mean, they got Ertz coming back, so that helps them.
Yeah, I think
he's their only receiving threat.
Goddard is their best player.
Ertz and Goddard combined, though. Like, they're going to run 2 tight end sets a lot.
Which sucks.
Yeah, but you're going to have more receiving options now. And moving on to the Pats, Chargers. Chargers minus 1 at home.
Chargers are one of those teams Vegas fucking loves.
Yeah, I'm taking the Pats all the way, plus 1. And, you know, the Pats actually have a better odds at winning this game.
Yeah.
Do you see this?
Yeah, I do.
What the fuck is this?
This is where Betting Pros' system kind of falls apart.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's where the odds makers are just being stupid here in hedging this.
Well, I don't think they're being stupid, but I think it's what the second part you said.
No, I think it's stupid to do that. Have some conviction.
It's stupid, but have some conviction. Do you want to fucking go into that thread that I showed you earlier?
No, but Patriots plus 1, under 47.5, and Patriots to win this game. I'm so confused by these odds.
You might as well pick a person to win or lose because plus one ain't going to get it done either way.
No.
Yeah, I got Pats plus one.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the other odds makers that make up the consensus. And it's a 1 point or a pick 'em across the board. And most places have New England plus one, which is just, it's absurd. The Chargers are terrible. I know we were kind of high on them earlier, but they have proven to be terrible. All right. You got anything else for that game?
Yeah, fuck them.
All right. Sunday evening game, Broncos Chiefs. Chiefs minus 14 at home. They did kind of shit all over the Broncos last time they played at Denver.
What was the score of that one?
It was 43-16. Boy.
Goddamn, and I was ready to pick Denver plus 14.
It was two, but at Kansas City this time in prime time, I'm kind of all over Kansas City minus 14. Jesus, this is a good team versus a bad team. You got to go with the good team here. And the over looks good to me at 50.5, but it's not because I think Denver's going to help a lot, but I think Kansas City puts up 50. I think they score the 50 burger.
The old 50 burger.
Have we seen the 50 burger?
Since our days of COD. Have we seen a 50 burger this year?
I don't know. I don't think many teams have scored that much.
I told you. If it happened, it was early in the year.
Game's been really tight. Just looking, like, just skimming through scores.
I know. It's been rough.
That's why the spread's been so bad.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen. I'm in week six, and I haven't seen a 50 burger yet. Speaking of 50 burgers, Corbin and I just finished a 58-round zombies.
Yeah, that's a 50 burger.
We started last night, and we got to our high score of 50. And we said, and it was late. And I'm like, dude, I gotta go to bed. And so we paused the game and just left it on pause, left our PlayStations on, and resumed this evening at 7.
It died
8 rounds later.
It's kind of funny.
The Browns scored 49.
How long does a round take you?
About 15 minutes.
So you played
that late?
2 hours, yeah.
Our longest zombies game was like 3.5 hours.
That's still so long.
It is. It really is. I'm on week two, still no 50. Give me your analysis here on this game.
Which one?
The current game we're on. Chiefs, Broncos.
I really wanted to pick Broncos plus 14 because the Broncos like have been stingy. Like they've been pretty tough, but honestly, it might be one of those things where the Chiefs are so overpowering that
they've been playing teams tight lately. And that's why I don't think they're that good, but I'm going to have a little recency bias here. And the last matchup got out of hand, and that was at Denver. A little snow in that one too. And I can't wrap my head around the Broncos covering anymore. No 50 burgers this year at all, by the way. So
yeah, I think that's where we're at. No 50 burgers.
This is the week, boys. Chiefs putting it up. They're going to put up 50. All right. And then Bills Niners. We got Washington and Pittsburgh, but there's no odds on that because of the scheduling change. But we got Bills Niners, and this is going to be a pretty good Monday night game. Despite the Niners being 5-6 and really banged up, they have a very good defense still. And I'm taking the Niners plus 1.5, and I'm going to take them to win. And I'm fully confident in it. And I'm fully confident in the under of 48.
I don't know if I like the under in this one.
I do, because I don't think that San Francisco's offense gets anything going.
Well, San Francisco's got everybody back, though, besides Garoppolo.
Doesn't hurt me at all. their quarterback play is so bad.
I'm going over the 48. I'm going over 48. And
48's a lot, man.
48's not much.
It is against two pretty good defenses.
Neither defense is that good. San Francisco's got the better defense.
San Francisco is 11th in points, 6th in total yards, 1st in pass yards, 10th in rush yards. They are absolutely good. And I do think Buffalo's defense is underrated. Statistically, maybe not showing out this year, but I think they're going to be good enough to hold this 49ers offense back at bay. But 49ers still going to win this game. Did you take 49ers on this?
I took, I think, god damn, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I think the 49ers are going to win this. And I think
there's no value there on the money
line.
Though.
There's no value because Vegas loves the 49ers. So they will always have the 49ers at a good to tough price.
Maybe the 49ers should have moved to Vegas instead of the Raiders.
Yeah, they probably should have.
And then the Tuesday nighter, them boys at Baltimore. I would love to see them boys win that, by the way. But we will not. No, no. Baltimore is getting into their easy portion of the schedule here. So, all right, Jared. It is the end of the show, but I need one thing from you.
Yeah, shout out to John Bernthal.
No, I need you to tell me who will be the final four NFL teams.
Oh, okay.
Who's your AFC matchup?
AFC matchup, I think it would be really easy to say Chiefs-Steelers.
Okay.
Really easy.
And I think it's really easy to say that as well. That's why I started off with that. Now, NFC matchup.
Now, the NFC is a different story. The NFC is what is definitely hard to pick.
We live in a world where the Giants are the four seed in the NFC right now.
Yeah, and they'll probably fucking make it too, because that's this year. That's what this year has been.
Well, I think they'll make it because that division's so bad.
Is fine. No, they'll make it. I'm saying like in the playoffs, win a game.
You think they'll win a game in the playoffs? They're currently playing the Rams, and they lost to the Rams 17-9. I think they may win a game in the playoffs. Feet to my fire, it's Saints-Packers.
You know, just fucking watch the Niners get healthy and backdoor into this playoffs.
Well, where are they at here?
They're 5-6. One game.
Yeah, but from the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Cardinals are right there.
Yeah, I see the Cardinals falling out, Niners taking that spot.
If they stay healthy.
You want me to pick? I got one team that I think will probably for sure be there. And that's that's the Pack.
Yeah, I'm Packers Saints. That's my two. I think the Saints defense is too good to not hold out. I mean, they won't. I think this is a Steelers-Packers.
I think there's flaws all the way around. I think Green Bay is the best. But honestly, I can also see Tampa Bay getting there.
Just on what?
Now, that might not happen because currently, as it stands,
they play Green Bay.
I think they play Green Bay. So
they do.
So obviously that won't stay.
Here's our current playoff picture. Steelers, Saints, first round byes in their respective conference. Chiefs play the Colts. Titans play the Dolphins, Bills play the Browns. Then Seahawks play the Cardinals, Packers play the Bucks, Giants play the Rams. This is setting up very nicely for the Packers.
I'll take Saints Packs. Yes, and I agree. That's why I said the Packers originally.
Yeah, the Packers are clear-cut best team in the NFC right now. And it's only because they seem to be largely healthy.
I don't know. What are your power rankings? Give me your top 5.
It's Steelers, Chiefs, Packers, Saints. Browns.
You didn't say Browns. Get out of here.
It was between the Browns and the Colts. And the Browns have a better offense. So
I think Chiefs are one, Steelers are two. I think that's clear cut. I think the Saints
are clear cut.
I think it's so clear cut. It's unreasonable to think
the Chiefs aren't even they're barely beating teams. It's not clear cut. It is clearly an opinion.
It is so clear cut. Don't try and give me this. Oh, the Chiefs have played down to their competition, but they're 10-1. Bullshit.
No, they have played down to their competition.
Steelers are a shitty 11-0.
No, they are a good 11-0.
Congratulations on your win against Robert Griffin III earlier today.
And Trace McSorley. The Penn State GOAT.
Yo, Trace McSorley almost led a comeback there.
No, he did not. That was garbage time.
All right.
It's Chiefs, not clear Steelers, cut for me between one.
Chiefs, Steelers, Saints, Packers, Bills.
You think the Saints are better than the Packers right now?
Yeah. Not right now. I think the Pack probably is set up better for the playoffs. The Saints have questions at quarterback, which is tough. The Green Bay has A-Rodge.
Yep. The Bills are your five.
The Bills are the Titans.
How embarrassing. I actually was thinking about the Colts at five, but I moved the Browns.
Yeah, they got the Colts at five, but then you also bet Steelers -13.5 on them.
Yeah, but that's because I think that the Steelers defense is so good.
Also, we didn't clarify if there's any COVID bullshit. The bet is off.
Right. But like if your starting center is missing, that doesn't count.
No.
Only skill players.
Big Ben gets hurt next week. What do you think?
If he gets injured?
Yeah, what if he's out?
Well, I mean that makes a difference, but I put the money down already.
All right, let's fucking go.
So, and you have to respect that.
Yep.
I put the money down, so it is what it is. But if Big Ben gets COVID next week, then that's different. But that's the reason I said no COVID bullshit is because I don't think that the Ravens contamination is contained like the NFL says it is. I think that they just took the easy route here and said, we're going to play this game on Wednesday and not cancel it. I think there was no reason they should be playing. Should have canceled. All right. Johnny Bernthal, thanks for listening, buddy. We know you're out there.
You too, Matt Patricia.
And Eddie P.
Eddie P.
Eddie P. Lions fan.
I am adding Eddie P. when I fucking pick the Lions +3 this week.
You should just talk shit about how bad of a coach he was.
Thank God they got the Lions out
of now that they got a real coach in there. This is absolutely happening at Eddie P.
Suck it.
I love it. I think everybody in the world should talk shit to at Eddie P. Lions fan.
Yeah, all you loyal listeners, give old Eddie P. a shout out and tell him, give him a Lions take.
We are actually growing exponentially to the point where we want to bring you some more shows. So
yeah, absolutely. Also, retook first this weekend. We didn't go over that. And actually, whoever was ahead of me last week had a significantly bad week.
Yeah, hit the deck.
Yep.
He's like, you now have a significant lead, don't you?
Yeah, I'm up almost 20 again.
Yikes. I think I'm up
17-18.
Yikes. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you some other time. But not this time, because we're leaving. Goodbye.